7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, begin transmission.
どうあがいてもかわいい。人類に逃げ場なし。
というわけで、地球はデカっちゃおう。
それそれ。
それそれ。
OK。
か
わいい。イェーイ、ハレイ。そこはいい。The current time is 1931, or thereabouts. I don't know. I don't really have a clock anywhere near me, so I can't actually tell you what time it is, and I don't even care.Because it's time to begin the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello. My name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. I've got a cat sitting here on my lap, the same cat that had to launch off of me at 7:30 this morning. Yeah, what's that? Who was Crazy Cat? And then kitty cats were all zipping around when I got back in here, and...Crazy cats are finally calming down now, so I guess we can start the show. Hello, my name is Tobe. I'm the chairman of the Dubious Goals Committee. And I'm drinking Dahong, pal. Because that's what I do. It's good. And we were going to have a super fun Dubious Goals Committee today, but yeah, if that was...That all fell apart. It's kind of a nice day. I mean, it's sunny. It's not the warmest. It's cool. It's like 6 degrees, but that's fine. And so I went outside and I thought, yeah, okay, we're going to do some Dubious Goals Committee. No, we're not. It turns out it was way too windy and I couldn't get in a windbreak because there's no more leaves on the trees to block the wind. And so...It was nothing but wind noise. And that's when I said, yep, we gotta go back indoors. So here we are, sitting around indoors on an exciting Thursday. And I'm between football games. I got another football game coming up here real quick. And I'm kind of excited about it. Pippa's kind of excited too.Except now she thinks she wants to sleep. And there's no sleeping in the kitty business, Pit. There's no sleeping in the kitty. What are you doing? No sleeping. The kitty business, Pit, is for kitty business only. I don't know how many times I have to explain that to my cat, but it happens. It happens. Especially if you got a kitty like this.Especially if you have a kitty that's this fluffy. So fluffy. This cat is some kind of optical illusion. This cat is some kind of evolutionary optical illusion camouflage animal because she's all fluff. If you were to take a look at my cat, you would say, that's about a 13 kilo cat.Maybe 13 and a half kilos. And for my American listeners, that's 25 pounds. For my Scottish listeners, that's a little less than 2 stone. So anyway, my cat looks like she's really big. She looks like she's really chubby. She looks like she's a fat cat. But she's not. She's actually a very skinny cat.Just very fluffy. This cat only weighs about 15 pounds. That's what? That's 7 kilos. I have a 7 kilo kitty. Who's a 7 kilo kitty? You are. And I think one of those kilos is just fur. I'm not sure. Because you're just so damn fluffy. Look how freaking fluffy you are. Oh my god. Oh my god. My cat is so skinny, but...The funny thing is that she looks like she has a really fat neck because she's so fluffy and she's got, you know, her what is it, a Jacobean ruff of fur and this bib and everything. But then if you actually sort of measure it, if you think, oh, I want to measure how big around her neck is, you put your hands around all the fluff and you can't even, you know, put your hands together. But then you realize that the neck is under the fluff and she's got a skinny neck that you can almost wrap your fingers around. You can almost wrap your first finger around and touch your thumb. It comes up a little bit short. What is the diameter of my cat's neck then exactly? I could only estimate. I can only estimate because I do not have a pair of cat calipers. Should we get out the cat calipers, Pippa? No, because I don't have any cat calipers. How am I supposed to measure my cat's neck without a pair of cat calipers? I need to get the kitty calipers out. We gotta measure some babies. You have to measure up a fluffy Mazingans. Yeah, the cat has stood up. She's looking at me like I'm crazy. My cat is looking at me, telling me through her powers of telepathy, her kitty telepathy, that there's no such thing as kitty calipers.
How can he be a ninja?
He lived for 20 years in Japan. He trained Kogaryu style ninjutsu.
We've got to stop him. I'll call Lieutenant Dime.
This is no job for the police. It's something I'll have to do. Only a ninja can stop a ninja.
Flavor combos of flashlight and masking tape. We got hoodies and some goodies. We got tools and no so talent. Vicious blend of stealth and some Barn and Bailey balance. No katana, no shuriken. So let's hurry across the yard. If there's Doberman, jump over them. It shouldn't be that hard. The objective is reconnaissance. The subject is a hottie. Red hat from a home and with a badass little body. Hella dope. Telescope from little bros. Pirate face. She's about to change for bed. We gotta get there right away. I can't make her, so I stake. I take a donut, make it glaze. I climb a tree and finally I feast upon her frame. She's rocking cotton pants. She's the cutie of my dream. Here's the T, 32 B's. Yes, I know her cup size. I maximize block as well. My balls get bug bites. Ouch! Rocking up and dressing tight so tight that my head hurts. Stolen black slacks that are supposed to be for church. Stuff the custom to my checks, now I'm a ninja thanks to merch. I got no Kajinawa, that's a grappling apparatus. Empanadas from my mama, her burritos are the baddest. Let's eat them in the shed where my father keeps his porn. And I'll explain the mission, it's so bitchin' word is born. Gym coach is a Nazi, always got me running laps. I know he doesn't like me, you should hear his frightening laugh. Can't put up with the push-ups and the crunches got me cranky. So we're gonna drop a dookie on his driveway like I'm Banksy. Yo, you keep a lookout while I drive my Fruit of Looms and build myself a built-to-scale model of Mount Doom. We hear the garage door motors, so we motor mad fast. Drop a deuce into my shoes, now I'm running crap laps. I'm a ninja, I'm a hoodie ninja. I'm a ninja, I'm a hoodie ninja.
Be 5 feet nothing. Hesh can't be a tiger.
You're not the boss of Tigerbot, Hesh.
Then he has to live in a robot zoo.
Danger.
Hear that, Hesh? The zoo. Ha!
Well, then Hesh will stay human.
Don't expect any mercy during the Great Robot Wars.
Yeah? We'll have fun on the robot reservation, suckers. We're not gonna honor those bogus treaties.
Hesh, we'll see you in hell.
He's right. They will screw us.
The autonomous Komi Republic, which is part of the Russian Federation, is situated in the far northwest of Europe and spreads up to the Arctic part of the Ural Mountains. It's crossed by 9 northern parallels. 10 fair-sized European states could be placed on its territory. Besides indigenous residents, that is, the Komi people, there are also Russians, Ukrainians, Nenets, Chuvashis, and Tartars. And now, let's go back into history a little bit. A boy lying on skins behind our backs was turning the knobs of a small transistor radio.
Making efforts to use radios as vehicles of the psychological warfare.
Oh, very cool. That was Wagaki Bando with Senbon Sakura, which means 10,000 cherry trees. And then before that, we heard MC Chris with Hoodie Ninja, because he's a hoodie ninja. And as for me, I'm just sitting here drinking my Dahong Pao. It's pretty damn delicious. The cat is now sitting 2 meters away over in kitty nap zone number one, which is on the green fluffy blanket. I like drinking tea. Am I gonna take a nap today? I got up way too late. And speaking of too late, guess what time it is? That's right. You know what's up. It's time for the candy report. What candy did I eat last night? Well, we don't have to guess because I have the candy wrappers right here. It wasn't all that thrilling of a night. Well, it kind of was. Well, it's complicated. So I started off with a Japanese domestic market Haichu. And it was the Momo one, the peach one. The peach one that doesn't taste like peach, but is still amazingly delicious. And once that was gone, I decided to get into some of the sour guava candies. And I actually ate two of them. Two delicious sour guava candies. And I thought, yeah, that was pretty good. What should I have next? And then I had myself a Japanese domestic Haichu, a grape. You know, muscat grape flavored ones, because I love candy, candy, candy.
Sweetie, sweetie, girls love chewing, 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 candy, 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 yummy, sweetie, sweetie, girls love.
All right. So that was the candy report for today, Thursday, December 1st. Is that what the date actually is? Is it actually December now? I think it is. Yeah, okay, so we're going to end a year soon. That's good.
Hello, my name is Conan Elliott, and I'm Director of Instruction here at Camas Meadows Golf Club in Camas, Washington. Today we're going to talk about how to clean golf balls. The materials we need for this today is a dirty golf ball, a towel, a ball washer, and you're off and rolling. I've seen a lot of people literally spit on them, wipe them on their pants or on their towel. Yeah, your wife may not like that, or your mom may not like that too much. So most golf courses do have what we call a par aid at each tee box, which is simply a ball washer. You literally take this dirty ball, just pull up on it. There's a little slot for your ball. And just pump up and down. There's brushes in there with water, and it'll scrub your ball down pretty good. When you come up, it'll pop back out. Pull your ball out. There's a towel there, usually to wipe it off with. And it's all nice and clean. This is Conan Elliott, and that's how to clean your golf balls.
Everybody see these dreams are slack. Slack, slack, yeah. These dreams are slack. Jason Street, she's a slag. Everybody's thinking, Dries are the slag.
Slag, slag, slag.
Dries are the slag.
A big booty slag.
Dries are the slag. Or we get up. Dries are the slag.
Slag, slag, slag.
Dries are the slag.
Big booty slag.
Dries are the slag.
Yeah.
Stroganoff, beef bourguignon, Irish beef stew, beef brisket, Chateaubriand, sauerbraten, roast beef, Catalonian beef ragu, Mongolian beef, chicken fried steak, steak Diane, grilled steaks balsamico, hamburgers, sizzling beef, spicy braised beef, barbecued beef ribs, beef Wellington, pepper beef, beef jerky, beef with broccoli, beef burritos, beef fajitas, beef tacos.
Yeah, a little coronation beef there for all my listeners across the pond. And of course, we had to do coronation beef after hearing Deidre's a Slag by the Toy Dolls. There is a connection there. And all my American listeners are going, what? What was that? Okay, it's hard to explain, but basically, for all my American listeners, Coronation Street is slash was a very famous British soap opera or nighttime drama, whatever you want to call it. It's a soap opera. And Deidre was a character. She lived on Coronation Street, and first she was with Ken. And Deidre's a slag. Olga thinks so. And when it comes to my opinions on British television shows that I've never seen, I always go with whatever Olga is telling me. I do enjoy British television, generally speaking. You know, I used to watch Doctor Who when I was a kid, and of course I saw The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and Red Dwarf and The Prisoner. And all kinds of fun stuff. Blake's Seven, come on, Thunderbirds. But these days I'm into panel shows. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Tobe, no you're not. Oh, strangely enough I am. I'm a big fan of Big Fat Quiz, especially Big Fat Quiz of the Year, especially when any alumnus of the Mighty Boosh is on, because I love Noel Fielding. He's hilarious. And what other panel shows do I like? Oh, I like 8 out of 10 Cats Does Countdown. That's always hilarious. And sometimes I like QI. That can be a pretty good one. And what's my cat doing now? My cat's acting very suspicious over there by that paper bag that's full of paper towels. No? No, she's looking up onto the... I think she wants to jump up onto the washing machine. Just jump. It's clear. The landing zone is clear. Just jump. And now she's just... my cat doesn't know what to think. I don't know what to think either. Cause kitties are so crazy. Okay, so what's happening? What are we doing? Well, this is about it, actually. I am now just trying to figure out what it is that I want to eat for lunch. And I have a number of options available to me, including but not limited to tacos, Mongolian onions, three onion rice, mushroom soup, all kinds of stuff. I got tons and tons of food, but I don't know what I want. I think it's going to be three onion rice day. I had tacos for the last couple of days, and as much as I love tacos, 3 days in a row now, and this would be the fourth day. Maybe I'll just change it up. Is that even a thing? Is that even possible? Maybe. Huh. I'm looking around the room. I don't know where my cat is. Where'd that crazy cat go?
Uncle Grandfather, I want perfect hair forever.
Oh, yes.
The other students laugh at me.
You can do it. Now do you understand?
No, I don't.
You see, Geraldron, hamburger should be high.
All right.
Oh, damn.
Damn.
Look at that.
Oh, rook at that. Yeah, we're rooking at that here in the Dubious Goals Committee, and I'm kind of thinking I want a hamburger now. No, I don't want a hamburger. Yeah, I do kind of want a hamburger. I kind of want to go to the Greek restaurant and get one of those hamburgers because they're so yummy. And maybe get some onion rings? No. Today is a day for three onion rice. And I gotta go deal with that. I'm gonna have to... No, I washed the rice cooker bowl last night, or 2 days ago. Yes, I have no preparations to do. I can just throw all the food in the pan and cook it up. And I'll tell you all about it tomorrow on the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every damn day at 1930 UTC, right here on Unknown Radio. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Yeah, now it's over, so it's three onion rice time. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.